Due to the fact that the Word of God is inspired of God the Holy Spirit, because it is alive and powerful and sharp, because it's able to make you wise unto salvation, because when in the heart it will keep you from sin, we have been sharing with you the wisdom of God as revealed through Solomon, that wise man of old. From Proverbs chapter 5, today we continue sharing with you some of his some 3,000 proverbs. My son, give attention to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, that you may observe discretion, and your lips may reserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and smoother than oil is her speech. But in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps lay hold on Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life. Her ways are unstable. She does not know it. Now then, my sons, listen to me, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your vigor to others and your years to the cruel one, lest strangers be filled with your strength, and your hard-earned goods go to the house of an alien, and you groan at your latter end, when your flesh and your body are consumed, and you say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart spurned reproof. And I have not listened to the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to my instructors. I was almost in utter ruin, in the midst of the assembly and the congregation. Drink water from your own cistern, and fresh water from your own well. Should your springs be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets, let them be yours alone, and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice in the wife of your youth. As a loving hind and a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy you at all times. Be exhilarated always with her love. For why should you, my son, be exhilarated with an adulteress, and embrace the bosom of a foreigner? For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he watches all his paths. His own iniquities will capture the wicked, and he will be held with the cords of his sin. He will die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly, he will go astray. The Lord certainly has much to say, does he not, about the wickedness of adultery and fornication. Man today has lowered his own standards, but the standards of God have remained consistent. Let's again look at that, but this time in a paraphrase rendering. Listen to me, my son. I know what I'm saying. Listen. Watch yourself, lest you be indiscreet and betray some vital information. For the lips of a prostitute are sweet as honey, and smooth flattery is her stock in trade. But afterwards only a bitter conscience is left to you, sharp as a double-edged sword. She leads you down to death and hell, for she does not know the path to life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't even realize where it leads. Young men, listen to me. Never forget what I'm about to say. Run from her. Don't go near her house, lest you fall to her temptation and lose your honor and give the remainder of your life to the cruel and merciless. Lest strangers obtain your wealth and you become a slave of foreigners. And from verse 21, for God is closely watching you, and he weighs carefully everything you do. The wicked man is doomed by his own sins. They are ropes that catch and hold him. He shall die because he will not listen to the truth. He has let himself be led away into incredible folly. Friend of mine, if you know not Jesus Christ as Lord and Master, why not today confess your sin, trust him, be born of God, and the possessor then of eternal life. Amen.